out the door. Can't think, standing here no more.
Now 7 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Or Doug Steffens' program. It could be the Rich McFadden program. It could be the Jennifer Horn program. It could be the Ken Kesler program. But one thing it could never be is the Roberta Fasanelli program. Never.
It is all of those things and more.
And more. Thank you very much, Richie. Speaking of more, Peter.
Love you too, Doug.
That's my new, I've turned over a new leaf so that I'm showing my love more, expressing more love for you.
Love you too, darling.
Roberta. But we do, actually. We love each other. And I said, never mind. I'm not getting into that. Peter Simon, who is not Simple Simon by any stretch of the imagination, right? He's Carly Simon's brother. And the son of the founder, say it again, Doug, the founder. See, when I think about you, Roberta, I just lose my composure.
I know.
It's gone. Peter Simon is the son of Richard Simon, who founded Simon & Schuster, the publishing company. Huh. Or maybe he was founded by his father.
Not related to Paul Simon?
What did Simon say, Dougie?
Well, we'll find out in a few minutes. Thank you, Jennifer. Just a few minutes from now. Meanwhile, there is this great thing that we've posted at DougSteffen.com that I think is worth another visit. The captain of a WestJet airliner, WestJet is a great Canadian airline, who received a note written on a napkin from a Moroni on the plane, basically saying to her that she ought not to be flying a plane, but she ought to be home with her children.
No.
She should be a mother, not a pilot. So the pilot for whom the note was left posted the note on her Facebook page, and apparently it was went viral. Why would they take it down, though, Kenny? I would think that they want to leave it up. Well, who would take it? Would she take it down of her own, or would somebody? Why would somebody take that off of her Facebook page?
I don't know, unless it was just causing some kind of problems.
Well, what problems would it cause? The comments that she made, the passenger tweeted the airline, "Dear WestJet, I'm flying to Vegas. I like Carrie Smith Stacy as my pilot. She's a great pilot. She's, I'm not going to use the words here, but anyway, some of the things that were posted to WestJet. If this is true, it's the best thing I've ever seen. Carrie Smith Stacy, you're fantastic," et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So there was, the point is, there was lots and lots of support for her and a lot of support for WestJet. But there, American has plenty of women pilots. United does. Delta, they're all, the days of you getting into the plane and looking in the cockpit and seeing a guy with gray hair sitting there, that's what I prefer most of the time because it just gives me a good feeling of someone who has a lot of experience flying the plane. Has nothing to do with racism or sexism. There are a lot of black pilots now. Never used to be. I don't even know why. Maybe it just falls in the same thing for women. Why were there not women pilots before? That's always my question. Why now? Why wasn't it before? People say, well, you should be thankful that they're now having equality. Well, why didn't they have it before? Why weren't there black pilots working for airlines in the 1950s and 60s and 70s? Why weren't there women flying airplanes in the 1950s, 60s, 70s, and even into the 80s? Why? Why were they relegated to being in the back of the plane and not... There were plenty of black flight attendants, plenty of women. Most of the flight attendants, women. So why did it take so long? That's my question about that reality, frankly. Another story at DougSteffen.com today. This is pretty interesting. I don't know how many of you see. How many people here go to eat at Chipotle? That's the way you pronounce it, right?
Yeah.
I've been there. Yeah,
we eat there.
You like it. Why
it's
do you like it?
It's actually good for you stuff.
Is it good stuff?
Well, it's organic and hormone-free.
It's fresher food, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So the Chipotle chain has issued a warning about the effects of climate change on some of its menu items, including guacamole.
Guacamole.
What did I say?
Guacamole.
They
Glock,
use it, they, Glock, the gun, Glock, actually. They use Glock. This for the gun.
Yeah, it's a Glock.
It's a guacamole.
Holy guacamole.
You'll be needing an ID for that.
In a regular, do you see why I get crazy about Roberta? You understand,
guacamole.
Right? Okay. In a regulatory filing with the SEC, Chipotle warned that increasing weather volatility, including global climate change, could have a significant impact on the price or availability of some of its regular ingredients. Quote, in the event of cost increases with respect to one or more of our raw ingredients, we may choose to temporarily suspend serving menu items like guacamole, or one more of our seltzers. Seltzers, good, Doug.
Salsas.
Right, I'm falling apart here. Rather than paying the increased cost of the ingredients. So let's see here. Chipotle spokesperson assured the reporters on this story not to panic. Nothing more than routine and required risk factor disclosures. All right. According to Chipotle's website, company uses 97,000 pounds of avocados a day.
Yeah.
70 avocados.
97,000?
Make a single batch of guacamole. Guacamole.
That's all a right. lot of
guacamole. California is with their drought, is really taking a hit. And you're going to see a lot of tomatoes and avocado.
Yeah. Especially the stuff that comes from the central part of California, because that's where they don't have a lot of irrigation. So you'll drive through the state of California and you'll see government-sponsored Dust Bowl and, you know, speaking out against the government.
So our poll today at DougStephan.com focuses on this reality. The reality, the question at hand has to do with whether when you have Mexican food, do you like to have guacamole or salsa?
Guacamole, what is the deal?
Why?
Can you say avocado?
You say avocado, I'll say avocado.
Well, guacamole is just made of avocados. I don't know why you can't say it.
When you have Mexican food, do you prefer guacamole or salsa? A.
Guacamole. I like to eat guacamole in the Ukraine with some blueberries.
B.
Salsa. And other produce. And then when I'm done, I take it out and I throw it in the rubbish.
You know, the best way to eat produce is with Colin Powell, by the way. And Colin Farrell.
You done making fun of me? Is that the whole thing? Is that all that I do?
I'm pretty sure that's it.
Is that you got it all?
You have to understand that since you're the grammar police, that we have to take these small opportunities.
Small? Right? You went through it took you a minute to go through all that stuff.
I think the Colin and Colin thing is probably my favorite.
Okay, good for you, Richie. Our poll yesterday, how much snow have you gotten so far this winter? Let's see here. By the way, that's bad English, Kenny. How much snow have you received this winter? Much better than
you
that.
You see why we have to take that opportunity?
Exactly. 27% of people who responded to DougStephan.com said they'd had over 5 feet. Wowie zowie. 21% said between 3 and 5 feet. 20% said between 1 and 3 feet. 16% said less than a foot. 15% said we haven't gotten any snow yet. Wow. Pretty serious stuff. All right, so we meet Peter Simon in a moment.
Well, this is cool. Rock and roll photography.
Rock and roll photography.
I dig this.
Yep. All right. So we'll sing and dance to the pictures here. 15 past on Good Day.
Right now, until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget, like quality laminates for an amazing 39 cents a square foot, versatile engineered hardwood for just $169, even spectacular Bellawood pre-finished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $299 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, this sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I had crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams!
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's
It's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass, it was Boston Beer.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Oh, let the sun beat down on my face. Stars fill my dreams. I'm a traveler.
This is Led Zeppelin, and that's Kashmir. Why would we be playing a Led Zeppelin tune at this particular moment? Well, because we have photojournalist Peter Simon with us. He has been, since he was a youngster, fascinated with the stars, and he's had a camera in his hand. And over the years, he's earned the title of an iconic rock and roll photographer, thus the reference to Led Zeppelin and some of the intimate shots that he has of that. And a new 3-hour, 2-DVD box set called Through the Lens, 50 Years of Photojournalism. Nice to have you here, Peter Simon. How are you doing?
Well, thanks for having me on.
Well, I want to know what your music preference. Did this photo essay that has run through your life follow your own tastes in music?
Yeah, it really does. I grew up with a family full of music. My sisters would always sing folk songs. My father was a pianist. And by the time I got hip to music, it was the Beatles, Stone, Dylan, and Grateful Dead, Bob Marley. Those were all my faves. And Led Zeppelin came along because I was given an assignment to photograph them for the Atlantic Monthly. So I followed them around on tour for a week with Stephen Davis, my co-author, and we're up close and personal with them, and got this amazing shot of Plant on a balcony looking over Sunset Boulevard. And while he looked at a huge billboard below that says, "Physical Graffiti, welcome to Led Zeppelin, America is ready for you." You know, some huge sign in Hollywood. He looked at it, he said, "Wow, I've really made it in this country. I'm a golden god." And he spread his arms across like a bird ready to take off. And I was there with my camera and just got the shot. It was totally unposed. And as a photographer, that's what I like to do. I like to take pictures of people the way they naturally are.
Yeah, well, that would be, I see, especially given your reputation, a recipe for success. He's got a lot of pictures in this DVD box set of the Grateful Dead, Bob Dylan, Bob Marley, Jim Morrison. We'll talk about more of them in a few moments. Peter Simon with us on Good Day.
On my way. Thanks to you, I'm much obliged.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
One of the subjects of Peter Simon, who has a three-hour, two DVD box set of some of the great things he's photographed over the years, 50 years of photojournalism with great shots of Led Zeppelin, The Grateful Dead, Bob Dylan, Bob Marley, among others. Did you get to know Peter Simon? Did you get to know these people? Did you feel, as you were taking, did you have to know more about them to take intimate pictures?
So the better I got to know them, the more shots I got for different. A few people, you know, just quick in and out, got to get it done for the Boston Globe or wherever it was. But for the most part, the photographs on the DVD are with people that I really did get to know and formed relationships with. And I think that's the only way you can really get intimate, unusual photographs of famous people.
But Peter, was it hard to get
trust in a sense of a rapport?
Was it hard to get a rapport with them? Was it hard to become friends with them so that they would give you full access? How long did that usually take with any band?
Well, it was easier back in the day. I mean, I started doing this in the late 60s through the 70s when rock and roll and the whole musical industry was in its infancy. So there wasn't as many layers of bureaucracy the way there is today. I feel sorry for these rock and roll photographers. They're allowed to shoot two songs at a concert, and then they're ushered off, and that's the end of that. So you don't see these kind of special portraits anymore very often, and that's the way the thing has changed.
Wait,
I came in right at the beginning when rock and roll was just getting going, and for that reason, I feel really lucky.
Back when you were doing it, wasn't it more like you were part of the band, the groupie? And
it was part of the entourage, definitely.
Part of the entourage, and nowadays it's kind of like, okay, we give you this limited access, and this is what you're allowed to see, and now you go away.
Exactly.
Part of the marketing machine. Right.
Sad what's happened. I should say also that while the DVD covers 50 years of my photographic career, music comprises only about a third of the DVD. I've done a lot of things with alternative culture, protests, nude beaches, hippie commune living, looking for a guru, living on Martha's Vineyard, the New York Mets, on and on it goes. So, but the music is the main part of it, but I've covered an awful lot of different different subjects through the years, and I've compiled it all together on this one amazing DVD that you can only get through PeterSimon.com. You know those commercials where it says you can only get this on TV? Well, for now, you can only get it on my website. Which
but
is
wait!
PeterSimon.com.
There are extra things. For example, your sister is Carly Simon, and there are a lot of insights into her, I'm betting. And your father was the publisher Simon of Simon & Schuster, so there's got to be a lot of that there as well. And one wonders whether what feels best to you about all of the things that you've done, all the things that we would see in this two DVD. Why am I having trouble with that? Two DVD box set. What do you feel closest to? What is Peter Simon most proud of in there?
I guess I'm proud of the idea of showing our world as a changing culture at the time, feeling that there really was an optimistic feeling that income inequality was going to change and people were going to start loving each other and all the hippie ethics in the 60s were going to take over. There's going to be less war and less hatred between races and cultures.
Right.
This happened to a degree, but I was on the forefront thinking, wow, things are really changing fast. And so I was a little disappointed about that. I photographed the Occupy movement a couple of years ago, thinking that was the reincarnation of the 60s, but it really turned out not to be, and I was disappointed with that.
Well, you can't go back.
However, you
slice it. Well, that's a whole subject for a different day. That whole movement was mischaracterized by the news media greatly because there was a lot more to it than there seemed to be. By the way, you know who this song is about, your sister, and this song, a lot of cards. Did you ever know who she was singing about?
Yeah, people still wonder about that 30 years later. I get answered, questioned that all the time. I can tell you that it's about three different people all put together into one soup. Warren Beatty's one of them, maybe Mick Jagger, maybe a comedian named David Steinberg.
Really?
And one or two others. It's really not about one person. I think that's the misconception.
Yeah. All right. PeterSimon.com, the place to go for this two DVD box set, Through the Lens, 50 Years of Photojournalism. Thanks, Peter.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Granger catalog and Granger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Granger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRANGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Tough Builder Lawnford. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Tough Builder Lawnford. A prompt feeding now in early spring and another in late spring strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at Scott's.com. Go on, put down some Scott's Tough Builder Lawnford this weekend.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Consulting, if you will, in a matter of moments, talking about those who are troubled and what you do with people who are in trouble. Excuse me. I need a little help from her on some of my friends here on the Doug Stephan program. Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden. That was Rich.
Maybe she can teach you how to say guacamole.
Guacamole.
Go through this again. All right, let's see what else may be going on. Ken Kessler.
I love that word.
Ken Kessler?
Guacamole.
Guacamole. The who did I leave out? Jennifer, I left her out, right? She's been very disrespectful to me today. I'm going to leave her out.
I think she's trying to overthrow you and take control of the show.
Uh-huh.
I think she's trying to rebrand the show as the Jennifer Horn Show.
Really?
Yes.
You think that could be possible,
I do.
Okay.
I think she can do it.
Football items. Michael Vick. Apparently he's not playing that well and doesn't seem to be of much interest for the team. Is that to which he belongs? Is that the correct...
Yeah, he pretty much was hurt and sat on the bench the whole season last year for the Philadelphia Eagles as Nick Foles came in and was one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And they were like, that's all right, Michael, you just sit over there. We'll get to you later. And so I think he's probably looking for a new home.
Yeah. Well, who would hire him under the circumstances now?
Philly was a great place for him because the Philadelphia fans don't care. So he could go to teams like Oakland where they don't care.
They don't care about...
Let me tell you something. Sports is like politics in that people don't care. They will. Somebody will find a way to get you back in if you are of advantage to them. If you can help their team, they will overlook the fact that you killed dogs.
Were you around with this? Was it yesterday or the day before, Jennifer? We're talking about the Dallas television anchor who did a two-minute commentary when the controversy developed, what was it, a week, 10 days or so, 2 weeks ago, about Michael Sam and the fact that he'd come out, and that was worrying or concerning some. I don't know whether it was concerning players or owners or people that support these various teams. But this guy, and I forget his name, went through a whole litany of all of the reprobates and become horrible people that are playing football, and they make a big deal out of this guy being gay. He ripped the NFL and the players a new one, if you know what I mean. And so I find it interesting.
Again, you look at politics. Look here in Washington, D.C., Marion Barry still sits on the city council.
Oh, it's amazing. It is amazing. So here's the National Football League reportedly going to ban the use of racist and gender, say it again, Doug. I'm having trouble with my mouth a little bit today, Richie. Gender-related slurs on the field and elsewhere, even to the point of imposing a 15-yard penalty,
right,
or rejecting a player from the field if he utters a word N or F.
Right, second infractions.
You're not supposed to say the N-word. I don't know why. A lot of people do. I'm not going to do it. But there's another word that begins with F that the British use all the time. The word is faggot, Will. That in our country, we don't feel... I mean, in England, that's a term that's used all the time. As similarly, among black people, the N-word is used. White people are not supposed to use the word, but black people are. I don't get what that is. Why would that... If I used that word, there would be a thunderstorm, an outcry of, Stefan is a racist. He, how dare you use that word? But yet... There today, on any number of rhythm of R&B stations or hip-hop stations, you'll hear songs that are full of this term. So why is it that we can't... Why is it that I'm afraid to use that word on the air? I don't know if afraid is the right word. I just don't really want
to... Because it's politically incorrect for you to use it.
But I use all kinds of other... I use all kinds of other politically incorrect terminology, and... I don't really care.
Right. But there is no, you know, if you use a politically incorrect term that is associated with one group of people, that is when you feel the wrath. If you say something, you know, there's no organization between rednecks at Walmart that are going to come against you if you use impolitically correct terms against Walmart rednecks who walk around with their butt cracks showing in the middle of the aisle where the cereal is.
And all the fat women that are there. We can say all those things
you're going to buy. Because they're not.
But I can't use the N-word.
You cannot.
Now, how about if we shake this a little further? The terminology using the name of the Washington football team, how come everybody's all worked up about Redskins?
That's you know what's really people. Funny about that?
What?
When I was out in Portland in January for my brother-in-law's funeral, a lot of the people that turned out that they were friends with happened to be Native American people. Mm. And there was one woman who was like 90% Cherokee. And I was talking to her about this very thing. And she kind of laughed at it because, within the American Indian community, she says, we call each other skins. Mm-hmm. That word is how they refer to each other. And she said, we don't consider that a bad word. It's not like the N-word or anything like that. It's just that's what we call each other, our skins.
Yeah.
And I was stunned, you know, after this whole controversy over the Redskins, and here is a Cherokee woman saying to me, I don't know, we use that all the time. I don't know what the big deal is.
But is she offended if somebody other than a quote-unquote skin uses the term?
No, not at all. I asked her that. And she said no. She
says a posting
our name
in the Huffington Post, a piece entitled How the NFL is Perpetrating Racism, which states, quote, I find it appalling that the NFL, who has a whole team that is named after a racial slur against First Nations and peoples, the Redskins, i.e., all of a sudden in the business of being politically correct, that is, trying to eliminate racism by going after people who use the N-word. So is it reprehensible? I mean, think about all the other words that are used, the C word referring to Chinese people, or the W word referring to Italians.
I'm wondering how long it will take for us to forcefully wimpify our whole society. You look at football here, and they've tried to make rules where you can't, no blows to the head, no tackling here, no tackling there. And so now everybody's getting their knees blown out because you can't go up for the upper body, so now you have to go for the lower body, and they're blowing on these. They are basically watering down and wimpifying football. Now they're going to tell them how they can act on the field when they say, get riled up, go out and take out this guy, kill him, but you can't call him names.
No.
No, you got to hold back there. Yeah, and, yeah, you know, but we also look at the schools and this bullying thing. I totally get it that you should rein in abuse, but at some point you have to learn how to deal with bullies. And if you don't,
it's part of life.
What do you do when you grow up and you're out on your own?
Yeah.
Nobody's going to come and save me from a bully now.
Daddy, right. Call me a name.
So while I do think that somebody should take care of it, we're taking all of this meanness that we all grew up with in life and learned how to deal with away from our kids, and they're not learning how to deal with life.
Yeah.
Bullying is so much different now than you have people telling you, groups of people telling you to go kill yourself.
Right.
And it's on social media and it's on your phone. You can't get away from it.
I agree.
Just around the clock.
Yeah.
It's not like you can walk up to one kid in the bus and punch him in the nose and it's over.
Right.
That's what it used to be for us.
Who's the last person you punched in the nose?
Wayne Reed.
Really? Why'd you punch him in the nose?
Because he was a bully.
Really?
Yeah. He kicked my butt, but
But you stood up. You stood your ground.
I had no choice.
Stand your ground.
I didn't want to get pummeled.
Stand the ground rule. All right. Let's see if we can get Dr. Joy Brown to help us a bit. We all seem to be troubled. If there are troubled people in your life, or if you're troubled about some of the people in your life, whether you expect trouble or I think there is this difference between those people who anticipate things, thoughts of things, remember, and when it actually happens, which is more of a concern, thinking and worrying about it or it actually happening, and then how do you deal with it? We'll talk to Dr. Joy Brown about that in just a moment here on Good Day.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Tough Builder Lawnford. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food. A prompt feeding now in early spring, and another in late spring, strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at scotts.com. Go on, put down some Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Right now, until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget, like quality laminates for an amazing 39 cents a square foot, versatile engineered hardwood for just $169, even spectacular Bellawood pre-finished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $299 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, this sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. We're going to start off with a word today, and the word is afraid. And then we're going to begin to fill in the blanks. So what I'd like you to do is fill in the blank using the word afraid before it. What word are you going to be putting in front of it? I am afraid. Now I want you to think about all the things that you are afraid of. And I want you to make a list of them. And once again, if you have a pencil and paper, do it there. If you're driving, just do it in your mind. Because here's something very, very interesting. I guarantee that all the things that you are afraid of, you have never done. That's right. All the things that you are afraid of, you have never done. And the only reason that you are afraid of them is because you just fill in the blanks. So here's what I want you to do. Think about everything that you said that you were afraid of and find out why. Find out what makes you afraid. Then have the courage to overcome them. Then have the pleasure of getting them achieved and no longer being afraid. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, man, I like it. That was good. Yeah. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer. Boston beer.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Afrin No Drip starts relieving nasal congestion in seconds, keeps working for 12 hours. Use it as directed. The Doug Steffen program with Jennifer and Roberta and Kenny and Richie. Dr. Joy Brown joins us. She's on the air every weekday from noon until 3. A lot of great stations around the country have her program. You can reach her anytime, day or night, with a question that she'll deal with on the air by dialing 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm going to call that number sometime and just leave a question and see if she'll answer it.
I will.
She'll recognize my... Do you actually put the callers on the air?
It depends. Usually not. Just
really?
Because
oh,
sometimes
I would do that.
The air quality. Yeah, I would too. I try to convince them.
Come on, Richie. Get it so that she can
get on the air. It's just when they leave a message, they say, "Hey, Dr. Joy, I'd like to talk to you about something," and then we call them back.
Their voice being the excuse they or the excuse isn't fair, but the reason they've always given me is it's just not air quality. But I think that's much better to say, "Hi, Dr. Joy. You know, my name is Doug, and I'm having terrible problems with." Never mind.
Hey, Doug. All right. So let's talk about problems people have who are troubled, and the reason they're troubled is because they are obsessed with worry about things that don't happen. 99% of all the things that all of us worry about never happen. And the 1% that does, it doesn't happen the way you fear it would happen anyway. So how do you get people to relax other than take a deep breath? That's what I said. I said to somebody last night at a meeting, count to 7, take a deep breath, hold it for 3, and count to 7, letting it out. And she did, and it seemed to calm her down.
Yeah, I do square breathing, which means you have to go through that cycle twice, and you can't hold your breath. You just slow your breath down, because if you hold your breath, you'll gasp again. But I think your point is well taken, that what you're really looking for at a moment of anxiety is a perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way to not be overwhelmed by worry or panic or whatever we're going to call it is just take a deep breath and say, my mom's favorite statement was, who's going to know or care in 500 years? And I'm not sure I buy your statistics that basically 100% of things that you worry about, you shouldn't worry about.
No, 99%.
But you said the other 1% to work out the same way. So
that's
differences,
true.
So that adds up to
100%. So what is the right number then?
I would say a large part of things, who knows? I mean, it's going to vary from person to person. Some people are a little more delusional. Some people are a little bit more reality-oriented. So, for example, you probably worry about 98%, and I probably worry about 43%, but that's different.
What, are you suggesting that there's something wrong with me?
No, I'm suggesting you're adorable. I'm suggesting that there are high-anxiety people. There are people who...
Are you on a higher anxiety than you?
I was... probably.
Really?
Yeah. But nevertheless, we're digressing.
Yes,
The point being that when you're worried about something, instead of just letting that hamster go around the wheel in your head, sit down and write it down and say, for example, I'm worried.
Wait a minute. What a great visualization. I haven't heard a visualization that good for eons. The hamster running around in your head.
The wheel in your head.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and because that's how it feels, isn't it? It just goes round and round and round. I can't stop it. So the thing to do is take a deep breath, as you point out. Get your paper and pencil out, which is a really good way of focusing, and write down, okay, what am I worried about? And don't let yourself say things like illness, because that's not helpful. You may say things like, I've got a cough. Okay, well, is it a productive cough? Do I go to the doctor? Does it help when I gargle salt water? So get specific about whatever it is that's bothering you, and then either you know what to do, or it becomes very manageable at that moment, or there's something you look at and think, oh, that's ridiculous. Doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Right.
No hamsters.
Got it. Hamsters rolling around the wheel in your head.
Running around. Yeah.
Running around.
You like that, huh?
I do like that.
Good.
Yeah. Dr. Joy Brown, a friend to all of us who are in need of shaking it out. Going to shake out what's in your head because it's not very productive to worry about things. 855-99-DR-JOY. Call with your question for Dr. Joy. DrJoy.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
The latest on the Ukrainian crisis. There will be a vote in Crimea and a vote on Capitol Hill. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. The parliament in Crimea is trying to end tensions with a vote. People in that Ukrainian region will get to choose whether they want to join Russia or remain a part of Ukraine. The referendum is scheduled for March 16th. The central Ukrainian government has not yet responded to this decision. The parliament also voted unanimously to ask Russian President Vladimir Putin to consider making the region part of Russia. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, the House votes today on legislation providing financial aid to Ukraine. The bill offers Ukraine as much as $1 billion in loan guarantees from the State Department. Also today, the House Foreign Affairs Committee is set to discuss resolutions for sanctions against Russia. A vote on the Russia sanctions resolution could come next week. Elsewhere, a news anchor for Russian television is making headlines. Liz Wall is an American working as a correspondent out of Washington, D.C., for the state-funded Russia Today program. As she closed yesterday's show, her comments became personal.
I'm very lucky to have grown up here in the United States. I'm the daughter of a veteran. My partner is a physician at a military base where he sees every day the firsthand accounts of the ultimate prices that people pay for this country.
She then went on to say this.
Personally, I cannot be part of network funded by the Russian government that whitewashes the actions of Putin. I'm proud to be an American and believe in disseminating the truth, and that is why, after this newscast, I'm resigning.
That's right, she quit, live, on the air. Wall did not specifically mention the crisis in Ukraine as she resigned, but she didn't have to. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Text CLEAN to 555-444 and get 15% off your cleaning supply purchase. Staples. Make more happen. Offer valid in store and at staples.com through 315-14. Exclusions may apply. You'll receive one message per text. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase necessary. See staples.com/SMS for Staples mobile terms and conditions.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food. A prompt feeding now in early spring, and another in late spring, strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at scotts.com. Go on, put down some Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
On Wall Street, a mixed day for the markets yesterday. The Dow closing 36 points lower at 16,360. NASDAQ up 6 points. S&P down a fraction. It's the test so many of us still have nightmares about. Changes are being made to the SAT for the first time in years. The College Board says the essay portion of the writing section won't be required. The decision made because the board feels one single essay hasn't improved the test's ability to determine a student's readiness for college. The so-called SAT words are out and will be replaced by words that students have a greater chance of actually using in their lifetimes. College Board President David Coleman gave some examples, saying words such as synthesis and empirical will be added, and we assume words such as abstruse and sophistry will disappear. Not sure I'm even pronouncing those correctly. The test will also return to its 1,600 total point scale. And finally, let's talk about armpits. Not the most appetizing of topics, but in this case, it led to quite a flap. Billboards were set to go up this summer in New Jersey that read, "Dear New Jersey, when people called you the armpit of America, take it as a compliment. Sincerely, Dove." That's right, Dove, as in the deodorant. When folks in New Jersey got wind of this, they reacted.
Have you ever thought of New Jersey as the armpit of America?
But there were others who basically said, New Jersey, an armpit? Hey, no sweat.
I just don't get offended by those things. You know, whenever New Jersey is mentioned, whether it's good or bad, I just accept it. So, I mean, I would still buy Dove. It doesn't really offend me personally, so.
So, no harm done, right? Wrong. The New Jersey residents who said they didn't mind were drowned out by the ones who felt insulted. Dove wanted peace, not war, over this, so they canceled the ad campaign. Here's one more person who wants to offer her opinion on this armpit thing.
That's nice, but I don't think we're an armpit. It's the wrong words to use.
She doesn't sound like she's from New Jersey. There is a Jersey that's part of the British Isles, but to this point, no one has referred to that Jersey as the armpit of the Isles. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
I'm David Cordini, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at markforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.